you in the 06010.
Welcome into the Fantasy Focus DFS podcast. We are Daniel Dott, Mike Clay, and Al Zeidenfeld. You can find us every Thursday on ESPN's NFL YouTube feed. And our podcast is presented by Geico. You can download Fantasy Focus wherever you get your podcasts. And I want to say hello and welcome to Mike Clay first, sitting to my left. Mike, we just did a season-long podcast. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. We're taping this on Thursday.
Yeah.
I got my Texan shirt on.
I like it.
Texans, but it is Texans.
But it is the Texans.
Dallas Texans from a long time ago, the Hank Stram era. But yeah, we got Texans Panthers tonight, CMC in primetime. We just talked about that on the show. And now we're going to talk some main slate DFS for Sunday.
I love that. I'm wearing my black on black Manchester Orchestra shirt, just for the record.
Nice. Yeah.
So, you know, it's tough. You can't see it, but like if you know it, then you know
I mean, that's
it.
What's key, what we're wearing.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Al Zeidenfeld, what is it that you got on? What's your drip look like today, bud?
Am I allowed to say what my drip looks like today?
It's a
pitching ninja shirt.
Oh,
I'm a big fan of baseball dad. I'm a big fan of the pitching ninja.
I love it.
What's baseball?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm not surprised that you... No, wait. No, I am surprised that you don't know what baseball is because you're not very good at daily fantasy because this week, two weeks in a row, I have beat Mike Clay.
First time ever.
In our head-to-head lineup, back-to-back weeks. Just call me the Marquise Brown of daily fantasy, why don't you?
Well done. What can I say? You got me twice in a row. Long way to go this season. We got a long way to go, but
But I do want to say this: a lot of the picks and almost everything that we talk about here comes from the article that you have, our DFS Optimizer, where we talk about the values that players have, good values, great values. So a lot of my picks come from that too. So even though I beat you here head to head, it's using your own work against you, which is kind of not fair.
So instead of me being down 0-2, we're tied?
No, you're down 0-2. Join our free league at DraftKings. You can search for Fantasy Focus DFS. It'll be free to enter. $200 in prizes. Mike Clay and I will tweet it out again. We will tweet out the link to it. We don't say that it's free. We just tell you guys that are listening to the podcast that it's free. So don't tell anyone else.
It's a long season.
All right.
Wait. Goalie Moly, 209.34 was our winner.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. Yeah, Goalie Moly. Way
goalie
to go.
Moly.
209
what
is good.
That's a great name.
I am up 47 points cumulatively over the first 2 weeks of the season.
All right, I can erase that in 1 week. We got this.
All right, here we go. First up at quarterback, Mike Clay.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray, $8,300, taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. I got to say, I don't feel like I need a lot of explanation here, but give it to me anyways.
Yeah, like I'm going to talk about a lot of stars because right now I feel like pricing allows you to put a lot of stars into your lineup and not really be just throwing complete darts at your other spots. There's still so many good values. So, yeah, Kyler, $8,300. At Jacksonville, he is the top price quarterback this week, but it's too cheap against this Jags team. He was the number one fantasy quarterback, not overall, but he is overall, but also like both weeks, number one fantasy quarterback both weeks so far with 34 and 33 points, has 9 touchdowns already. And look, we're talking about Minnesota and Tennessee's defenses that we thought would be like, okay, at worst.
Yeah.
Not against him. I mean, he is totally lighting them up so far. 9 touchdowns in 2 games. The Jags, by the way, 21-plus fantasy points in both games so far. 291-plus passing yards and exactly 2 passing touchdowns to, like you probably think, like Mahomes and Brady, right? No. Tyrod Taylor and Teddy Bridgewater. So they've been struggling against those guys. Now they get Kyler, maybe the best player in the NFL at this moment, the way he has played so far. Rough. So, Kyler at that price, I'm still plugging him in.
Yeah, I love that. Now let's talk about Justin Herbert because... taking on the Chiefs this week, there is a good chance that it could be a shootout over there in Arrowhead. Ding, $6,500 for Justin Herbert this week.
Yeah, a game total of 55 and climbing. It opened at like 51 or 52. So great offensive environment for a quarterback who's hit the 300-yard bonus both times so far this year. And when you look back at his meetings with the Chiefs last year, he's 3 for 3 and hitting the bonus when the over-under moves 51. He hit the bonus both times on DraftKings last year when he played the Chiefs. So big expectation to get those extra 3 points, which really help out. And Mike talked about how Kyler has been really efficient with like 1 million touchdowns through 2 weeks. And like efficiency, not volume, is what drives fantasy scoring for quarterbacks. Justin Herbert has been inefficient, but not by his own fault. The notes that I have here say that he's had about 32 touchdowns called back in the first 2 weeks by penalty. So... if the penalties just stop getting called on all of those touchdowns, he should regress positively towards the mean.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I'll fact check the number 32, but it's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's 31. No, but no question about it. I mean, like I saw a stat yesterday when I was writing the playbook about Jared Cook. He's like tight end 15 or something in fantasy. He'd be sixth if that one touchdown didn't get called back on an illegal shift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That had really nothing to do with the play. I mean, and that's been the story for Herbert so far. So I think people are a little nervous about him and Josh Allen this year. I wouldn't be. Herbert, man, the eye test, outstanding, man. That guy has a rocket arm. It's unbelievable. Yep.
Love it. A couple of those we like. We already mentioned Justin Herbert at $6,500 taking on the Chiefs. Lamar Jackson, $7,800 taking on the Detroit Lions in Detroit. Josh Allen, $7,000 taking on Washington at home. Josh Allen has struggled this year. First two games, he has not looked like the Josh Allen that we know. And now he takes on Washington. That's definitely, it feels like a gut call right there just because of the price point.
It's Josh Allen. I mean, even in week one when he struggled, he had 51 pass attempts and 9 carries, right? Like the volume for him is so enormous. Better days are ahead. And again, he's another guy. He had a rushing touchdown called back in that would have vaulted him to what would have been 24 plus fantasy points in every single game in his career against Miami. He just fell short of that. He kind of got back on track. So he and kind of tough situation for him so far. Division game at Miami and against Pittsburgh at home. Again, we didn't see this from him really last year. He was just constantly on, constantly producing, but the volume's still there. It's still pass heavy. It's wide receiver heavy. They're going to score a lot of points. Better days ahead for Allen and of course, Herbert, who I mentioned too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. There's not really a big reason to think about a second quarterback, at least in season long on your roster, when you have someone like Josh Allen. You just don't need that insurance. But insurance still is important, Mike Clay.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it is. It is. I see what you're doing.
Powerful
there.
Segue.
Thank
Powerful.
You.
And Thank I you. Missed it until the last, very last second. Anyway.
That was so bad. I'm sorry. That was
No, it was good on your end. It was bad on my end.
It was brilliant.
But let me ask you a question, though. Do you own or rent your home?
I do. Yeah.
Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home.
Tell me about it.
Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
This podcast is also brought to you by The God's Honest Truth with Charlamagne the God on Comedy Central. You probably know Charlamagne as a brilliant idiot, a best-selling author, or simply as the radio guy. But now, get to know Leonard, a.k.a. Charlamagne, as the most radically honest host in late night. Every Friday night, Charlamagne calls out the BS so you don't have to step in it. Can't push the culture forward without pushing a few buttons first. The God's Honest Truth with Charlamagne the God. New Fridays at 10, 9 Central on Comedy Central. All right, Mike Clay, let's talk about some running backs. Dalvin Cook, $8,400 right now, taking on Seattle. I think this is a two-part conversation. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're looking to see what kind of health Dalvin Cook has going into this game. And if Dalvin Cook doesn't roll, I just want to have a quick conversation about Alexander Mattison.
Yeah, sure. And we have a bunch of other names here, too, if you need to kind of plug and play if Cook is out. But if he goes, he is. I still think at $8,400, a good play here against Seattle. He's the number 5 scoring fantasy running back so far this season. Top 5 in carries and rushing yards. He's 9th in targets. Just the usual for Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
Heavy workload, 20-plus carries in every game so far. Check this out. Speaking of, you know, in cash especially, you want a high floor, right? 82-plus scrimmage yards in 14 consecutive games.
Wow.
Like, that's crazy. And he misses games sometimes, but if he goes, he gives you that high floor. I mean, that right there is 8 points. And he has 15 touchdowns during that span as well. So you're also getting a touchdown pretty much every week. That's how good he has been.
Yeah.
And you love that high floor in cash games. Seahawks defense, the matchup this week, they've allowed the most fantasy points to running back so far. Small sample, but the most catches, receiving yards, and scrimmage yards to that position. Also 3 touchdowns. The Colts in week one, Neem Hines had a big week. And then week two, good first half, not a good second half against Derrick Henry. He rolled in that one. Dalvin Cook, if he goes, is in line here. And then, you know, the second part of your question, if he's out, Alex Mattison will absolutely be one of the best values. We talked about this, best values in DFS. We talked about this on the earlier podcast today. When last year, Dalvin Cook missed basically 3 full games. Mattison was the number 7 scoring fantasy running back with 3 touchdowns in those games. He is a terrific insurance back, regardless of what you read on social media or whatever, like, oh, he's not even good. You know, he struggled. You know, he had like 1 bust week or something when Cook was out at some point.
He had 1 average week when Cook was out. It wasn't even a bust
but
week.
But overall, when he has filled in, he's seen a lot of volume and he has produced. So there's no question he'll be a good play.
I wonder, you know, if you do that, are you looking, and this is just total strategy, and I know we got to keep moving, but if you have Dalvin Cook in your lineup, you find out Dalvin Cook's not going to roll, do you roll in Alexander Mattison and just use that extra money somewhere else to bolster your lineup?
I think that will work out to most likely be your best plan. We're going to talk about a couple of their value plays here. I'll have one. We have other great plays. So there are other options if you want to go a different direction. But when that happens and you get a, like, say, a Tony Pollard or an Alex Mattison or someone like that.
A direct replacement for the guy that was already
there. That's like right in that top 10 situation. They're usually going to be pretty cheap because they're a backup. And that opens up the opportunity to spend up and maybe upgrade from Kyle Pitts to Travis Kelce or something. You know, that could open up a lot for your cash game lineup. So no question about it.
Absolutely. Al, let's talk about Saquon Barkley. $6,500 this week, taking on Atlanta. And Saquon has definitely been disappointing to start the season. However, it has been two tough matchups. And now here we go against Atlanta. I wonder, $6,500, is it the price point that you like, or is it the matchup? Or does it have to be mutually exclusive? Is it both?
We kind of hammered the lead that I was going to go with.
Oh,
there.
Shoot.
Like, you know, he's
sorry.
Been disappointing, but like, has he been disappointing considering that he's faced off against Denver and Washington, two, you know, let's say top 10 defenses in the league? You know, it's going to fluctuate over the course of the year, but these are two tough defenses for running backs to be efficient against. And we knew coming in with the recovery from ACL that he was going to be eased in slowly. And they did. In week one, he only played 47.5% of the snaps. But against Washington in week two, he played just under 83% of the snaps for the Giants. And he ran a route on 28% of the Giants' dropbacks in week one, but saw that jump to over 71% in week two. This is an absolute launching pad game for Saquon Barkley, and the price is like $6,500 seems egregiously low to me based on the talent, the amount of volume of snaps and running back touches he's going to get for this New York Football Giants team. And when you factor in that Atlanta is allowing 3.4 yards per carry before first contact, okay, you're going to let Saquon get into the second level, the fourth highest total in the league in terms of yards before first contact for running back. So Saquon against the second level with space and all the volume for $6,500. Yeah, I'm in.
And even in cash games, Mike, you're good on Saquon as cash games
too? Yeah, I mean, he's as you're about to read here, he's a great value for me as well. So Al and I are on the same page. Over 80% of the snaps last game. He talked about the two tough defensive matchups. He's on track. This was the target. You know, I talked about him all offseason. I'm very exposed to him. I have him on a lot of teams, and it was always week three. That was the week. If he doesn't get rolling this week, then I'm in panic mode for a lot of my teams.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This should be the week where he rolls.
All right, a couple of the guys that we like. Najee Harris, $6,600. Joe Mixon, $6,300. Taking on Pittsburgh. Chris Carson, $6,400 on the other side of Dalvin Cook there. Mike Davis, $5,100 against the New York Football Giants. And how about for a sub 5K running back?
Yeah, unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
CEH, taking on the Chargers at $4,800. It's tough to be able to argue with that, though, with how inefficient he has been. However, we're still just waiting for that week when it just seems like everything clicks. He's the running back of the Chiefs offense. And when that happens, it's going to be great. We've just been waiting for it to happen.
Yeah, he's their clear feature back. The volume's there. He's playing almost 70% of the snaps. He's getting all the carries. The targets haven't been there right now, but he's a good player. I'm surprised that he has struggled. And he has struggled.
Yeah.
He's had a lot of help before contact so far, and he has not delivered. So I'm getting a little nervous, but we'll see. It's early. You know, it's early.
Sure is. All right, let's talk
about
some wide.
If he doesn't deliver this week, is he going to be redacted? Like, do we just refuse to talk about him if he can't perform at $4,800?
I think so. I mean, at this price point, it's too cheap to not play him.
Yes.
If he underdelivers again, you start to worry. Like, what's going on here? It doesn't make sense. But we'll see. I'm going to give him another shot this week at this price point, and then we'll go from there.
All right, let's talk about some wide receivers. Mike, you basically want to talk about the entire Bengals wide receiving core, so I'm just going to pass it over to you. $4,700, Tyler Boyd. $5,100 for T. Higgins. $5,400 for Jamar Chase. So all within $600 of each other.
Yeah, so and they're just underpriced across the board. That's the issue here. They've been too good to be priced where they've been. We've been talking about them a lot this season. Let's match them up. You look at pricing, and remember, pricing is a 13-game slate, right? We don't have the Thursday, the Sunday night, or the Monday night game. But Chase is 30th in line. He's 30th price guy in the slate. He's 20th in fantasy points so far. Higgins is 35th in the slate. He's 25th in fantasy points. Tyler Boyd, 44th in pricing. He's 53rd, but we had that really bad week one. He was in the 30s this past week, so he's kind of back on track.
Yep.
They're going up against the Steelers this week. They're top five so far in targets, receptions, and receiving yards allowed to receivers. The eighth most fantasy points to that position. They give up 220-plus yards to the receivers for both the Bills and the Raiders. So why not this trio, which we know is terrific? They were without Joe Hayden last week. They have problems at corner right now, and Hayden questionable. We'll see if he's able to play in this one. But look, all three guys have been on the field for at least 83% of their pass plays. They all have 11-plus targets so far. Chase has 200 air yards already this season. This offense is built around those three guys and Joe Mixon. Pittsburgh's pass defense, not what we're used to.
Yeah.
It's a situation at this price to kind of work them in. I'm not saying like start them all, but or even two at a time, but if you have some room there, you have 47, 50, 300, whatever it is, you could plug one of these guys into your cash game lineup. I think it's a smart move.
Yeah, I like that call a lot. Al, let's talk about KJ Osborne, because I believe $3,700, that third wide receiver in that Vikings offense. Man, it seems like it's number one
so far. Right?
He has been unreal through the first 2 weeks of the season based on what the expectations were, which were basically non-existent for him. Yeah, which were nothing. So now still only $3,700 taken on Seattle this week. What is it you like about KJ?
I mean, first of all, shout out to the Vikings coaching staff for completely changing gears, right? When they lost Irv Smith, they ran a lot of two tight end. They only ran two wide receiver sets last year, 31st in the league. In the percentage of snaps that they had three wide receivers or more on the field, 36% of the time. This year, they have changed their approach because of the loss of Irv Smith. They've gone to a three wide receiver approach 69% of the time, which is really nice. And now you've got Osborne leading the NFL in terms of slot receiving yards with 161 through 2 weeks. And you guys know how I like it when the puzzle pieces fit.
Oh, yeah.
Seattle allowed a league high 1,815 yards to slot receivers last year. The second highest team were the Browns. They allowed 300 less. So this is a great spot for Osborne schematically. He's getting the amount of run and snaps and routes that he needs to in order to perform. And the price is just too cheap. He should be somewhere, based on this usage, he should be in the 4,500 to 5,000 range. And he's 3,500.
Yeah, 3,500. I said 37, so even I was too high.
Yeah, that's a really interesting development for a day three pick. Last year, we thought D.D. Westbrook might be their number three coming into the season, and now he's right there. Thielen, I believe, is fourth in fantasy points. Osborne's next in line with the touchdown both weeks. He's actually ahead of Jefferson so far. I think it'll come down a little bit. 19% target share both weeks. I think that comes down a little bit so we get more targets to Jefferson. But nonetheless, I mean, potential starter going forward. If he was easy to get on waivers this week.
It's super easy.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. So if he's still out there, you got to put him on your bench right now, at least.
And let's talk about a couple other wide receivers we like real quick. Marvin Jones, $4,900, basically the only Jacksonville Jaguar that we like, and still
crazy cheap.
Underpriced.
What disrespect for this guy.
Yeah. Cooper Kupp, $6,800 taking on Tampa Bay. I mean, $6,800 is cheap, but it's a really tough Tampa Bay defense. He's looked great so far this year, though.
Yeah, he's the best matchup. Ross Cockrell in the slot wrote that up in receiver corner matchups.
Yep. KJ Osborne, $3,500. We just talked about Robert Woods, $5,700, $1,100 cheaper than his teammate Cooper Kupp, also taking on Tampa Bay. Keenan Allen, $6,600 taking on Kansas City. DK Metcalf. DK and Tyler Lockett, both. You like both of them. $7,300 for DK Metcalf, $7,400 for Tyler Lockett. Both are really nice values. Marquise Brown, $5,600. You had Mike at Detroit.
Yes.
That's basically it, right?
That's the end of the analysis, Marquise Brown's been awesome so far.
He's been really good through the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And also the Lions are, there's a lot of struggles there.
That was another receiver-cornerback matchup this week. So sounds like we're... First three positions, we're on the same page for sure, Al and I for sure. And a lot of these make sense. The matchups match up. This is all going to be bad, right? If we know anything about fantasy, everything's aligning way too well this week. So
I'm just going to do a spoiler alert here. In the Big Money League that Al co-sponsors me in, I started the Cowboys Chargers as my main stack, which was like obviously picking the wrong game. Yeah. So.
And that was a great, a lot of people probably did that. You could have got away from that.
I had Noah Fant and Marvin Jones as my secondary stack. So I thought they got in the end zone. They did well, but man, sometimes you just pick the wrong game. What are you going to do?
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. All right.
Back to the well this week. You'll be all right.
Fantasy football draft season is upon us. Guys, I need you to buckle up for this live read. Okay.
All right, I'm ready.
It's time for you to put the PP back in PPR league with today's sponsor of the show, Manscaped. The leader in below-the-waist grooming just launched the new Performance Package 4.0. Don't neglect your downstairs like the Packers front office has been neglecting Aaron Rodgers for years.
Wow, shots fired.
Join the 2 million men who trust Manscaped worldwide and get ready for kickoff by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code FFF. First, schedule for liftoff. New Lawnmower 4.0 Trimmer is a spaceship that is here to guide you in your journey to trim your body, your downstairs, and even that A-gap. This fourth, what do you think that means? This fourth generation trimmer also features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. Now, this is one of those things. I use this trimmer that they have, and it is really great because it's one of the things you never want to do is cut yourself. The Lawn 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on and off switch, and you can engage a travel lock so that make sure that it's not running in your luggage whenever you go somewhere. It's even waterproof. You can take it in the shower. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code FFF at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code FFF at manscaped.com. If your significant other is nagging you about how much time you put into your fantasy team, you might as well gift them with a getting Manscaped. You might as well gift them by getting Manscaped and giving them the gift. A gift.
All right. Well, we pushed the limits of a library there, but
for the record, I use Manscaped.
So
I love it. I do you have a do you have like a regimen? Like, do you have something that you would call like mine's the bookend? You know, my shaving regimen. Well, because I'm really hairy up top with my beard. I've got hobbit feet, so I got bookends. Everything else is just like a surfboard in between there. So yeah. I just wondered, do you have something like that?
No, I'm just hair everywhere.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Tell you what, Manscaped can help you out with this.
They do.
Hey, listen, if you want some help too, I don't know if you ever saw the movie She's Out of Your League, but I want you to know I will help you if you need help.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
All right. No one's listening anymore.
TJ Hawkinson, $5,200. We are two closest friends. $5,200 taking on the Baltimore Ravens. Mike, we're expecting the Ravens to score a ton of points here. TJ Hawkinson is the best pass catcher on this team right now. $5,200 is just too cheap.
Yeah, we talked about this last year, especially early in the season. We love them Monday Night Football discounts, right? Yep. We're getting it on TJ Hawkinson this week, $5,200. The fourth tight end in pricing. He has been tremendous so far. He's 3,000 less than Travis Kelce, but he's only scored, what, two fewer points than him this season. He's right there. He's been outstanding. Top three scoring tight end in weeks one and two is 21-plus points in both of those games. He's second at tight end in targets with 20. He's first at tight end in catches with 16, which, you know, again, he might end up behind Kelce, but the fact that he's ahead of Kelce at this point, unbelievable. He's off to such a good start. The Ravens, by the way, they have faced a couple good tight ends, Waller and Kelce so far. They did not do a good job against those two really good tight ends, and they're facing another one this week. Most fantasy points, targets, catches, and yards allowed to the tight end position so far. The Raiders at 27 with Waller. And the Chiefs at 29 with Kelce. Again, 1, 2, 3, right in line. Three really good, heavily targeted tight ends. They haven't stopped the first two. Why would they stop the third? So TJ Hawkinson, too low. He's a tremendous cash game play this week.
Yeah, really great value. Now let's talk about Kyle Pitts, because at $4,900, he's somebody that we've been waiting to make sure that we... I mean, listen, we've all been excited about this kid right from the jump. Mm-hmm. Sub $5,000 here in week three. What is it that you like about Kyle Pitts?
He's second in the league at tight end in terms of routes run at 68, trailing only Darren Waller. So we're getting elite-type usage out of Kyle Pitts every single time that they take the field. Now, it has not resulted in touchdowns, but he's gotten a good amount of targets in what should be an offense that can take off, although we have not seen that from Atlanta yet. He's running around on 76% of Matt Ryan's dropbacks. So when he's out there, he's not out there to block. They line up in the slot. They line him up out wide a ton. And the Giants defense, not just this year, but previous years as well, has just not been efficient at defending the tight end spot in the first two games this year. 11 of 14 passes that were targeted to tight ends have been caught, including two touchdowns. So dare I say they might be the flowchart team once again that we just stream tight ends against the Giants. Too early to figure that out or just speculate on that, but like I'm just kind of saying because hashtag brand.
Yeah, let's also, you mentioned that he is second behind just Darren Waller, I believe. Is that correct in routes run?
That's the stat that I have.
Yeah, so Kyle put this in here for Darren Waller. Just because he's second to Darren Waller. Forget tight ends. Mm-hmm. Darren Waller leads the NFL in routes run through 2 weeks, which is unreal. Another guy that we like this week. But yeah, man, I mean, Kyle Pitts is getting unreal usage. He's out there on the field. We're just waiting to see it.
Yeah, we'll see. When I do receiver cornerback matchups every week, and the guys, you know, you see where they're lining up, right? Who's in the slot on the perimeter. And usually it's just a little overloaded with receivers, right? Kyle Pitts is showing up because he's running routes against corners a lot. That makes me a little nervous, right? Because I remember Mina Kimes and I actually, she brought this up, and her and I did a little project on this when Gronk was like in his prime and looked at Gronk running routes on the perimeter, like against good corners. And he was basically an average producer there, whereas he dominated inside, right? And that makes me a little nervous, the fact that they're putting Pitts in these positions where he has to run against these fast, talented corners. So I'm a little nervous about the efficiency. I hope they get more and more creative with him as he develops in the NFL. But nonetheless, the volume's good. We know he's a tremendous athlete. It's just going to get better as his year goes on. So no problem with him at that price point.
Heck yeah. A couple more tight ends we just want to mention real quick. Tyler Higbee, $4,000 taken on Tampa Bay. Darren Waller, we just said, $7,400 against Miami. Jared Cook, $3,900 against Kansas City. Again,
that was my guy last week. Again, that touchdown on an illegal shift. He had it. It paid off. It was a hit, and that touchdown we got burned on. Yeah,
it's stupid. Mark Andrews, $5,000 against Detroit.
Post-type guy. Yep.
Yep, I like him too. All right. Beard versus the Brain is brought to you by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Go to geico.com today. As we mentioned at the top of the show, I am up 2-0 on Mike Clay.
That's weird. You don't like go back to that when you're behind, but you're ahead, so you do.
That's weird.
I remember that.
Yeah, okay. Weird.
Well, let's go ahead and go through your week three lineup, Mike, and maybe you can get off the schneid here.
Yeah, we're getting back on track this week. Kyler Murray is the quarterback. Dalvin Cook, we talked about him, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire at running back. I'm giving him a shot. You better not burn me. Cook and Edwards-Helaire. Wide receiver. Yeah, Cooper Kupp in there. It makes me nervous. He is already at two. Can he put three in a row together? But the matchup's so good.
Yeah.
Marvin Jones. T. Higgins. Got to get a piece of that Bengals trio. K.J. Osborne. Can he do it again? It doesn't matter. He's too cheap. Got to fire him up at 3,500. T.J. Hawkinson, of course, the tight end. And we're going with the Cardinals defense. At 3K, playing against Jacksonville.
Wow.
Should be able to get a couple turnovers. Like that a lot.
We got three guys that are overlapping in Cooper Kupp, K.J. Osborne, and the Cardinals defense.
Okay.
But my lineup this week, Lamar Jackson taking on the Detroit Lions. DeAndre Swift at running back. I'm going with Mike Davis. I like this matchup here like we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. It was the first 2 weeks were tough. This one is the one I'm looking at. I actually swapped out. I have DK Metcalf on the note. I swapped it out. I'm going with Tyler Lockett here after listening to Mike's wonderful wide receiver cornerback matchup in the first episode of Fantasy Focus. Go check that out. Also check out Mike's wide receiver cornerback matchup on ESPN+. It is a fantastic article. I also did Hollywood Brown.
Like it.
KJ Osborne. I went with Mark Andrews. I actually have a double
stack
here.
You're stacking it up here.
I have a double stack with a comeback in DeAndre Swift, and then I got Cooper Kupp and the Cardinals as well. I realize this is a cash game, but Mike, I just like to live dangerously, and it's just fun to beat you.
It's
you
fine because it are it's kind of a tournament
league. A tournament cash game.
Like if you
want to
hit and win, it is a kind of a tournament league that we have or contest that we have. But you know, you and I are going headed. Do whatever you want, man.
I appreciate it. Hey, thanks. Thank you
you're
for allowing
to run your
me
own
to
team.
Have that opportunity.
Even though apparently I'm running your team since you're just using my values. But anyway. You know.
Running my team so well that you're 0-2. Al, why don't you give us your week three lineup?
All right, so we're going with a heavily correlated tournament build here. Double stack, bring back with secondary stacks as well. I'm going to start with Matthew Stafford at quarterback. Our running backs are going to be Austin Eckler with Saquon Barkley as well. Both, I think, have... really good ceilings and really good floors. That's what you're looking for. Running back, Mecole Hardman at a value, sub 4K. Calvin Ridley, Chris Godwin, Tyler Higbee at tight end, and Cooper Kupp at the flex spot. So Stafford with the double Higbee Kupp, bringing it back with Godwin. Ridley correlated with Saquon Barkley. Austin Eckler correlated with Mecole Hardman. I only have to be right about three things in that lineup, and those are very fast-paced, good offensive environment games. And to make it all come together, we're playing the Bengals defense at 2,100 because apparently dangerous is also my middle name.
I love it.
Yeah, they've overachieved a little so far. They're doing all right. So
Three sacks in both games.
Yeah, problems at corner there, but with Wayne still out. But yeah, that's not bad. By the way, one really quick nugget. You used Mike Davis. I wanted to throw this in there. You know, a lot of people are on Cordarrelle Patterson right now, but Davis is doubling him up in snaps. I mean, I was very low on Davis coming into the season, and I stand by my concerns with him. You don't see players of his age, you know, running, it's all relative, 28 years old, producing consistently in fantasy and giving you RB2 or 1 numbers, but you know, he's a borderline top 20 play right now based on his usage. I think better days are ahead.
I agree with that. All right, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Thank you for sticking around, listening to the Fantasy Focus DFS podcast. If you found us on YouTube, leave us a comment. We'd love to know what you guys think. My name is Daniel Dopp, at Daniel Dopp on Twitter. Mike Clay, at Mike Clay NFL. Al Zeidenfeld, at Al Zeidenfeld, Zeidenfeld. That is going to do it for us this week. Don't forget to love each other. Be a good human to other people. Let someone know that you love them. We love you guys. We will see you next week in week 3. He's a NASCAR guy with a base to try, a Langford fan for life. Chargers are off to a terrible start, but that won't change his mind. Matching up all the cornerbacks, touchdown regression and weekly stats. But if your team falls flat, he's the one to blame. He's a brainiac, brainiac on the case. That can put us in first place. He's a brainiac, brainiac, he's Mike Clay. The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.